he, along with a group of U.S. lawmakers, not only touring agricultural facilities, co-ops, farm markets, but also meeting with the Cuban vice president and several top trade and agricultural officials.
These conversations are designed first and foremost to begin the process of building a relationship between the American people and the Cuban people, understanding that agriculture can act as a bridge in developing that relationship.
But he said there are barriers to the ag trade relationship, mostly coming from the U.S. embargo legislation.
Requiring that a product be paid for in dollars, the fact that credit is currently not available to those in Cuba who are purchasing American product, and that we still require Cubans to work indirectly through a series of third country banks.
Joe Sykes said he hopes these restrictions will be lifted soon and that at some point his department will be able to have a permanent presence in Cuba to help smooth the way to more trade when the embargo is lifted. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.